Trump and the DR Congo conflict, could Kinshasa strike a minerals deal with the U.S.? Date modified colon 2025-03-12T00:46:40.785Z, description colon endowed with minerals but losing ground to rebels, the Congolese government wants to boost security, Is Trump mulling a minerals deal with conflict-hit DR Congo? 9 hours ago, save, Damien Zane BBC News, save, Getty Images, Congolese soldiers, some seen here after being captured by the rebels in January, have fared poorly against the M23. The Democratic Republic of Congo appears to be turning to the U.S. in its latest efforts to find an ally in its fight against advancing M23 rebels. Recognizing that the White House of President Donald Trump is interested in transactional relationships, and seeing the proposed Ukraine-US mineral deal, the resource-rich DR Congo is hoping to strike its own agreement with Washington. It has also been reported that Trump is soon to appoint the father-in-law of his daughter, Tiffany, to a key role in the region. Congolese government spokesperson Patrick Muyaya confirmed to the BBC's Newsday program that his country wanted to bring the U.S. on board and supply it with some critical minerals. Of course, we can also talk about security, he added. Why is there talk of a deal now? DR Congo is in trouble militarily. M23 fighters, backed by neighboring Rwanda, have made major advances in parts of the mineral-rich east of the country. Regional forces, first from East and then Southern Africa, which were supposed to provide some help, have failed to hold back the rebels. The M23 has talked about advancing west in a bid to seize the capital, Kinshasa, even though it is 1,600 kilometers, 1,000 miles, away. Given the dangers, it is not surprising that President Félix Tshisekedi might be looking at ways to shore up his position. On February 22, Tshisekedi was reported by the New York Times to have said that the Trump administration had shown interest in a deal involving strategic minerals. The day before, the Africa-USA Business Council, a lobby group, wrote to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on behalf of a Congolese senator describing a possible deal that included an economic and military partnership. What could be in it for the U.S.? DR Congo is estimated to have $24 trillion worth, £19 trillion, of untapped resources, including cobalt, gold, and copper. The country is currently the world's largest supplier of cobalt, which has defense and aerospace applications as well as being essential for batteries in electric vehicles, but most of this goes to China. It also has significant lithium, tantalum, and uranium deposits, which also have military uses. Though the U.S. is investing in a huge infrastructure project, the Lobito Corridor, designed to transport goods out of Central Africa to a port in Angola, its companies are not involved in mining in DR Congo. As China dominates the Congolese mineral sector, there could be a widening strategic gap, where adversarial nations continue to monopolize Africa's resources, the letter to Rubio said. What's the fighting in DR Congo all about? Who is M23 leader Sultani Makenga? Your phone, a rare metal, and the war in DR Congo. In theory, DR Congo could offer favorable terms to U.S. companies to exploit the resources. But, according to mining analyst Gregory Mthambusalter, as the U.S., unlike China, relies on private commercial companies to do the work, they may decide that it is too risky to do business there. But this is all highly speculative, and a U.S. Department of State spokesperson said that there was nothing to preview or announce at this time. Nevertheless, the U.S. is open to discussing partnerships in this sector that align with the executive order aimed at making the USA a leading producer and processor of non-fuel minerals, including rare earth minerals. How could the DR Congo benefit? One key area could be in strengthening military cooperation, as the letter to Rubio puts it. This would involve training and equipping soldiers to protect mineral supply routes, giving the U.S. access to military bases to protect strategic resources, and replacing ineffective UN peacekeeping operations with direct US-DRC security cooperation. The Congolese spokesperson declined to confirm these details, but there is some skepticism about how realistic and immediately effective they could be. According to Stephanie Wolters, regional analyst for the South African Institute of International Affairs, if Kinshasa wants a U.S. military presence in the East, then that is not very likely to happen. Furthermore, weapons and training are longer-term issues, she told BBC Focus on Africa. I think the outreach the Congolese government has made is surely because of the active military situation in the East, and I'm not convinced that what the U.S. might offer in return is really something that can address the acute need at the moment. Congolese mining industry analyst Jean-Pierre Okenda said some oversight of the deal would be wise, suggesting parliament and civil society should also be consulted if it was going to serve the interests of the people. Looking at the bigger picture, he said that moves towards a more peaceful future need to address the kleptocratic management of the state. A previous deal with China that gave access to minerals in exchange for infrastructure projects was criticized for not delivering on some of what was promised. Tshisekedi has since renegotiated this, but the lack of transparency in those talks has been criticized. What next? Nothing concrete is likely to happen soon. While Muyaya, speaking for Kinshasa, was vague on what we could expect, he told the BBC that in the coming days we can have more details to share. He added that there was the political will from Tshisekedi, and I think the U.S. has attention on those questions. On the U.S. side, according to the news website Semaphore, President Trump is due to announce that Massad Boulos will be the White House's new Great Lakes regional envoy. He is the father of Michael Boulos, who is married to Trump's daughter Tiffany, and has been serving as Trump's senior advisor on Arab and Middle Eastern affairs since December. Among his business interests is a Nigeria-based company that specializes in the distribution of motor vehicles and equipment across West Africa, and he is expected to fly to Kinshasa at some point in the next few weeks. More about the conflict in DR Congo: I risked drowning to flee conscription by Congolese rebels. Rebels leave families devastated in wake of DR Congo advance. How DR Congo's Tutsis become foreigners in their own country, the evidence that shows Rwanda is backing rebels in DR Congo. Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com. For more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa, United States.